Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Mikuchi from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Gheorghe Mukhadze, who is presenting the film Waiting for Anna in the Future Frame strand of this year's festival. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the interview.
First question, would you like to introduce your movie to our listeners?
This is a story about brother and sister who have not met each other like 10 years, and they are meeting each other, but they can't have a contact, they can't find the language after years, and also they don't have private space because relatives, friends don't giving them free times. Also, mom of brother and sister is dead, and this is a story about it. This is like a more mood movie.
Yep. Well, it's a very interesting situation, because what I find is movies that I like take us into situations that may appear to be normal, but somehow are never really represented in cinema, such as this. This is a very particular situation that you're exploring, but I don't know what your opinion is on this, on what I just said. Do you agree?
Totally, I'm agree. Yeah, this is like a, I like this intimacy. It's like a, it is interesting for me, and I'm trying to make it. And I'm happy when someone is feeling this. And the details is the main thing for Waiting for Anna. So if people are watching and understand movie with these details, film is done for me.
Yeah. But did the inspiration for this movie, was there something personal about the way in which the origins of the film, did this happen to you somehow?
So yes, of course, it's very personal. Not only my experience, but it's experienced by my friends, in my family also. So it's like a mix of my personal experience and mix of observation, where you observe different families and you understand the stories. And in every family is like every family have magic and like a story which is like very intimate, and it's very interesting to find this moment.
Yeah, and in particular the brother and sister relationship, does that interest you?
Yeah, it did, but it of course interests me. And I don't know, do you remember the book of Ian McEwan, book Cement Garden? There is also a film it's Charlotte Ginsburg's song. It's like a brother and sister, it's like an incest story. But when I was watching this film, it was one of the most intimate thing what I was watching. It was like and the book also is very good. This was like a main influence.
Right.
Yeah. So after this, I started interesting on brother and sister
relationships,
and also I'm from Georgia, where this family is a strong institute still.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's
in what way?
It's like very conservative.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, some of very conservative, and so
patriarchal.
Patriarchal. I was talking about very conservative and patriarchal. So, its effects of society, its effects of young generation. So it was a thing. Well, what effects also on me?
I see.
Or on like a problem. So.
In fact, as I remember correctly, in your short movie, I expected things to happen that didn't necessarily happen, because sometimes you expect the patriarchal thing to come to the fore, whereas actually the relationship between the two siblings is pretty charming and tender in moments. Do you agree with my reading of the movie?
Yeah, I agree. The thing is, there is no father.
Yeah.
And it's like special that there is no father. And this guy is guy who is not like a masculine, like he is not a traditional Georgian man.
Yeah.
But he's also some kind of lost, and he needs, I don't know, he needs someone to
drag him.
To drag him. And the sister is this one after mom's death. It's also tragedy of this guy. So he's no unrealist, but he's not masculine.
Of course, because a moment like this kind of has repercussions on lives and awakenings and
but
transformations.
He's trying to But he also has some inside him, some taboo of masculinity, patriarchalism, and so
repressed.
You know, yeah, repressed. So we saw it. I think that he's not like a, he don't know who it is, who he is.
Very interesting. Can you tell me a little bit about the actors of the movie? I thought they were terrific, and I think they should be given a shout out. And by the way, what are their names? The leading actors?
Anna Makashvili and Georgi Georganashvili.
Yeah. How did you work with them?
Oh, it was the most interesting moment, because we are friends. When I was writing script, I know that they will be in my film, and we don't made rehearsals. We were sitting, talking, arguing to each other, watching films, talking about characters, talking about our stories, because for me it's most important that actor have to know what he's doing, and allow when he actors or actress are participated to
the creative process.
To the creative process, yes.
And just out of curiosity, what films were you watching?
Oh, The Cement Garden, which I said, there's a very good film by Chantal Ackerman, The Meetings of Anna. And Aurora Clayman is the main actor there, and I wanted to be referenced to Aurora Clayman by Anna. It looks very...
I noticed influences in the style of the movie that you mentioned it as well.
Yeah.
In the cinematography.
Because in this period I was watching only Chantal Ackerman.
Very good.
Yeah. And it really helped me.
I guess it happened around the time when she died.
Yeah. It's around this period.
Yeah. Oh, that's very charming.
Yeah, very charming. And so... the main influence was from Aurora Clayman and The Cement Garden. They're totally different movies, but it's like happening.
Very interesting. So we're running out of time, but I do want to ask you how it's been so far at Future Frame.
I think it's perfect place.
Yeah,
really cinematic place.
Have you ever been here before?
No, it's my first time, and what I really feel is very, very cinephile energy.
Yeah,
very good audience. They are really interesting on movies. I think what I saw here is not there is no snobby situations.
No, thank you.
Yeah, the people are very relaxed, real cinephiles, and good energy. Beautiful city, I don't know, perfect place.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. It's one of the best contemporary festivals in the world.
It's really good.
So thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best. And once again, I remind our listeners that your film is called Looking for Anna. Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.